PR News, I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis has issued a statewide order requiring face masks when in public and around others. The order comes 2 days after he only encouraged facial coverings. He said he changed his mind because of the increasing number of cases and a patchwork of local rules that can confuse residents. Some Colorado counties and many states already have a mandatory mask order. Polis says the state is also taking a two-week break on issuing variances or a special dispensation for counties to opt out of the mask order. A state law to prevent overcharging during the pandemic goes into effect today, CPR's Mayor Ortega reports.
Governor Jared Polis signed the price gouging bill earlier this week, making it illegal for people to sell things like food, hand sanitizer, and other important resources while Colorado is under a state of emergency. Colorado was one of about 10 states that didn't already have specific laws against price gouging. When the coronavirus pandemic first started, some people started stockpiling, then overcharging for things like toilet paper and medical supplies. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
The FCC has approved setting up a national three-digit suicide prevention hotline. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
988. That's the number people around the country will be able to dial to get connected to a suicide prevention hotline. However, the new number won't be operational for 2 more years. The FCC took this step because it says the easy-to-remember number will make it simpler for people in crisis to seek help. And it comes as more Coloradans are doing just that. According to the state, the Colorado Crisis Services Line has experienced a 30% increase in call volume since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coming up, new suppliers enter the surgical mask market, touting certificates with FDA on them that are not from the FDA. That story's next on All Things Considered. Also, baseball and basketball are returning on the heels of racial justice protests. On-field demonstrations in support of Black Lives Matter are expected, but will they result in meaningful changes to address systemic racism in sports? CPR's Vic Vella reports in 15 minutes on All Things Considered, here on CPR News.